Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Talk That Tech, the number
one tech morning show in the world. Y'all already know that, though. I don't even know why I have to say it. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for rocking with us on this Monday morning. It's March the 11th, and we are excited to have you with us. If you want to say where you're tuning in from, go ahead and put it in the chat below. We're also streaming this straight into our Talk That Tech, the morning show YouTube channel. Yes, the official YouTube channel is here. So if you are not connected to that, go ahead, like, comment, and subscribe to the channel for sure. We're so glad to have you with us. Per usual, we'll start off to talk about our weekend. How was your weekend, bro? Was it good?
The weekend was pretty solid, man. It was pretty solid. Just really... didn't do a whole lot for real. Like, mm-hmm. I was in the crib. I'm trying to think. Yeah, didn't do a whole lot, man. Outside of church, outside of it, it was a regular standard day, standard weekend. I enjoyed it, though, nice, as always. Nice. Yeah, how about yours, man?
Yeah, it was good. But before I get in there, I'm going to go to the comment section because we got it. Mm-hmm. Troy here says, good morning, my tech peoples, tapping in from Denver, Colorado. Appreciate that, man. Is it like good 2 hours? It was like an hour past you, I think. I think it's like 5 o'clock in the morning over there.
Something oh, like that. Snap. Hey, hey.
It was like 2 hours back. Yeah, man. Thank you for tapping in with us and locking in. Definitely appreciate it. For my weekend, I won't say daddy daycare, but my wife was away. She was out of town with some friends, and so it was just kind of like really cool to kind of give her that time, and it was good overall with the kids. I just gotta say that night, my two youngest ones, they're pretty much three and under, they were not falling asleep. And I'm like, I'm tired. But no, it was good. And I'm actually was preparing for my trip today. I leave for our sales kickoff today in California. So hopefully some nice weather compared to what I'm experiencing. A lot of rain this weekend.
Oh, y'all probably catching that from us, man. We had that a little bit a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, I definitely caught something because I was like, oh, man, this is terrible. But it was good overall the weekend. And I do see that we have Darcel in the building as well. Good morning. I had a birthday. Yo. Weekend. Have fun. All right. Hey. Fair enough for the birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday,
happy
bro.
Happy birthday.
And we got Kareem as well. He said, hello, brothers. What's up, Kareem? Glad that you're here with us rocking in on this Monday morning. We got a show, y'all. We got a show. Something lined up that I think you definitely would enjoy. But I wanted to kind of just, again, pause to say, if you have not, go ahead and check out Talk That Tech, the show. It's actually on YouTube, got our own brand new YouTube channel. So I'm glad that you're rocking with us on our channels, and please do. But if you want everything Talk That Tech, you definitely want to go over there and check it out for yourself for sure. You don't want to miss out on that at all. So I have a question of the morning for you, and I'm going to post it right now. And the question of the morning is, if you could relocate to any city in the world for a tech job opportunity, where would it be and why? So if you could relocate anywhere in the world for a tech job opportunity, where would it be and why? So I'm going to probably say this one. And I don't know if you have a thought you want to think about it a little bit, or you have one that came to mind.
I think I can go with one.
All right, cool.
I think I can go with one. Oh, I thought you were gonna go. I thought you said yeah, you were gonna go, man. Okay. For me, man, I would want to be where a lot of them are, so that I can be in the. Like the space and the atmosphere of a lot of tech people. I don't know. So maybe San Fran, somewhere in there. It sounds expensive, but especially from my Texas taste, but I would think I would want to be somewhere around there. I could see that, this is just where, like, in the middle of all the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I'm going to go to, before I go to my question, I'm going to go to Darcel. He said Miami, Kaseya. So he said a company too. He said, I want to go to Miami for Kaseya. Specific. Miami, I've been there. It's hot. It's real hot. But yeah, I kind of used to kind of that weather from when I used to live in Guyana. So it definitely, I could see that for sure. But I'm going to say one that you probably be like, oh, really? And it's on your hat. Dallas.
Oh, me, hey, yeah.
You guys
so it's a lot of them coming here, man. So I had to say somewhere else. Obviously, I love I love Dallas. Paul, I love Dallas. man, a lot of people are moving here, surprisingly. A lot of people are moving here, man. It's pretty good spot.
Maybe I'm caught up in the algorithm, but every time I go and see a real estate video, whatever, it's in the DFW area. Like, everything is like, look at this house for a fraction of the price that you're paying for your house that has twice this square footage. And I'm like, oh, man. But Dallas is a unique place, man. And if you think about Texas, and this is something we talked about offline before, you guys are like right there where you could take literally a 2 to 3 or maybe even 4 hour flight to anywhere in the country. So that access, and then just having a beautiful place to live and all the other things that come with living in Dallas, like every time we do the bulletin board, there's like 3 or 4 events that are in Dallas that are revolving around the tech industry. So if it's not happening already, y'all are buzzing in my opinion. So I'm like, I'm thinking
about
that.
No, we are. Sure. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming up.
We got operator tick going.
What's going on?
Peace and blessings, family. He is here. He is in living color. So thankful that you all are rocking with us today. And so, if you have any answers to that question, like Darcel did, is it Miami for you? Is it Dallas? Is it San Francisco? Is it New York? Which I have some words about that. But whatever it may be for you, go ahead and put it in the chat below. We definitely want to talk about it and share. Because that is going to tie into a segment that we have later today. So go ahead and keep putting that in there, even though we're going to be moving on. We'll be talking about a few different things. And this one, I'm actually going to pass it to Trey to talk about the AI exodus. And it may be not what you think. So let's see.
Yeah. So let's AI see. Exodus, man. AI talent exodus, okay? For big tech, they have a stranglehold on innovation right now. And you can see it for sure, but when people start screaming, they're like, oh, okay, it really is affecting some things. So basically, from the Washington Post, what they were saying is high salaries and access to expensive computer power in Silicon Valley, AI companies are really driving out the talent and draining them from like academia or like, you know, these education spots. So pretty much, these academic researchers, they're struggling. Mm-hmm. They're struggling to compete with these tech giants because of the resources that they don't have. Okay, so we already know the tech; these big tech companies, they got all the money. They can throw it around, do whatever they want to do with it, and it's compromising the independent study of AI. Just people who want to do it, like groundworks, right? Like on the ground floor. So. They're upset. You know, these big tech companies, they have been dominating AI and they have a lot more models created compared to academia. And so they're struggling right now. Okay. Mm. And so they don't have access to a lot of the huge computer power that these tech companies have. The funding for the research, they don't have it. So, They're moving, man. They're going into these AI research companies instead and going away from academia. And there are people who are addressing these funding gaps, but scholars, they are expressing concern that intervention may not come quick enough. So AKA, they're going to be gone before they can actually do something about it. But y'all, to be honest, this kind of stuff, it has happened throughout the years where technology comes or something comes in and then the people who want to hang on to the older ways, or, you know, the more
let go.
Yeah, they don't want to let go, man. And I don't know why, like, but either way, there has been previous instances where tendency for major companies to dominate the breakthrough stuff, and it leaves academia with limited contributions. And so for me personally, I was like, look, move over, man. Get out the old and in with the new. Okay. Spring cleaning. Spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what y'all think though? Should they stay in them, you know, in those rooms, going through textbooks and stuff, or should they learn the new model? Should they learn AI and get on with the bandwagon and get out of there?
Yeah, me personally, while people are getting a chance to write their answer, I think personally that they should definitely get on the bandwagon, because here's the thing we talked about last week. The big companies make big bets, right?
Yeah.
And so oftentimes if you see the Apples of the world, the Googles of the world, the Microsofts of the world doing certain things, the Metas, you might want to study and analyze it and say, okay, if they are making big bets in this arena, do I want to get left? Could I afford to be left behind? I afford to say, nah, Netflix, we're not going to invest in you. We're Blockbuster. We're doing things big here. Could we afford that? Could we afford to miss that opportunity? Because it's going to happen. And there's a lot of, and this is a great time for SDRs, AEs that are in this space, because you have an opportunity to educate people on what AI is if you are working in that area. And sometimes it takes me a while to kind of catch that, like, oh, I have to educate people on this, because a lot of people, no matter what level they're at, VPs, SVPs, things of that nature, this is still new terrain. So everybody might be saying the same buzzwords, but not everybody is doing the same things. And so me personally, I think that one, and this is me being selfish, you all want to pick up some of those calls that you're receiving about this, because again, think about Blockbuster and Netflix. That's a huge one. Netflix is coming and say, hey, invest in us. We're going streaming. And Blockbuster's like, nah, we're good. We're big boy. You're just a little, you're a little child in this game. And history has told that story, you know.
Over and over. Even I was thinking back, like, when you look back through history, they were complaining, like, over time, every time something huge happens, they complain. People who want to stay, Operation Tech Takeover said in the chat, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the thought, right? But he said, in reality, it can streamline the learning process. And that's true. But even, like, you know, you remember radio, when radio was all they had, you know, then they finally started getting TVs in. Man, they were going crazy over that.
The devil. Like,
Then you fast forward. It was, you know, hey, we was all cash. Then they brought in the debit and credit cards. Hey, same thing. This is the devil. Yeah. You know, I'm still carrying cash. Cash only. You know, so it's one of those things where you got to change with the change. And if you don't, you're going to get lost in the sauce.
Yeah. And Tech Coach Ralph says the same thing. So they need to level up. I totally agree.
You got to level up.
There's so many different things. You even one thing about streaming. Remember when you know, LimeWire and Napster and all those different things? They were the more, like, it was a volatile time. It was a Wild Wild West, right? But
think about
who's benefiting off of it now. The huge companies, right? The Apples that are Apple Music and all different things. Nowadays, if I showed my kid, this is a CD, they're like, wow, that's ancient. Where do you put that? You know, like, to me, it's like, don't get on me because I still have CDs. But the whole idea is that the world is changing, and it's changing fast. And if you don't change with the times, you will be left behind. And Tech Coach Ralph said, "Hello, not everybody in debt with a 325 credit score."
That's right. Because instead of trying to figure out how to use it, they just went in, and now look out.
And so it's a very important thing to really kind of understand, like, you know, how to like embrace it and be ahead of the curve. And so one of the reasons why we do what we do is because we want everybody that we are in our sphere of influence to be ahead of the curve. And so that's why we have one of our favorite segments within a segment is the bulletin board. Yeah, I gotta get Tech Coach Ralph. You gotta teach me the air horn, your air horn ways, because you got it. You got to unlock there with the sound effects. But yeah, honestly, the bulletin board is one of my favorite subjects. There's so many events, y'all, on this page. I only could do like a couple. Otherwise, we'll be here forever. So I'll be really quick, and I want y'all to go ahead and check out where this segment is brought to you by. And like always, this segment is powered by Black Tech Global. For your premier directory for upcoming tech events, visit blacktechglobal.com for more. And so right now, I'm going to share our screen, and we're going to go through a couple events, not the whole thing. There's too many, but a couple. Real quick, we have Black Tech Mafia. This is the council series. This is the state of AI. Speaking of AI, this is happening this Wednesday, the 13th. Ticket sales end soon. It's only $28.52, and this is specifically in the Nashville, Tennessee area. So if you are in that area, you want to go ahead and check that out for yourself. Get a Black great opportunity Mafia. Right there. Black Tech Mafia, they ain't playing no games over there. And then you have another event right here that I wanted to just address with you. This is celebrating her story in light of being the month that we're celebrating women history and women in our society. Celebrating her story, Women in Tech Discussion Recruiter Mixer. Emphasis on Recruiter Mixer, y'all. So you want to check that out. This is going to be happening in Dallas. See? Same thing I said earlier, Dallas, Texas. It's either $20 or $70. You could check it out on the event page there, and you could see if this panel discussion is one that you want to definitely get involved with. Only a couple more left, y'all, so hanging with us here. We have also Black Business is Good Business. This is happening Thursday, March 14th, this Thursday, and it's going to be happening in D.C. at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library. You can find out more about the event. You can register here. But it actually costs, and if you want a drum roll, please, $0.00 for this. So you want to check that out. Register if you have not. Again, if you are in the DMV area, the DC area, this may be a great opportunity for you to check out as well. Now we're going back down to the south here. And this is actually going to be a story that's going to be shared in this one. From Grocery Aisle to Coding, a Career Transition Story with Daniel. This is going to be online, absolutely. At no cost, y'all. So go ahead and check that out. This is going to be happening March 15th. And so you definitely want to find out for more details what's happening there. It's from 7 to 8 p.m. This discussion, completely free online. So you definitely want to check that out. But last and not least, on this day, we have Power Brunch and Day Professional Mixer. And this is with the group Blacks in Technology, right? Happening in New York. This is actually my chapter. They have an event, Power Brunch and Day Professional Mixer, from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this is going to be occurring. It's either $30 for the Professional Mixer or for the Power Brunch Special, which is a brunch and a day professional mixer. This is happening this upcoming Saturday, March 16th. So definitely check that out. This is going to be for men and women as well for this event. But it's in honor of Women's History Month. So you definitely want to check that out and see if it's for you if you are in the tri-state region. And we are done. Thank you so much for checking that out with us on the Black Tech Global site for all your premier events, because in 2024 we are outside, y'all. We are outside
in them streets.
All right, so I'm gonna go to the comment section really quickly before we move on here. Darcel says the book Who Moved My Cheese explains the concept well. You got to keep up with change in your environment. Oh, I like that. I would have to purchase that book. I haven't purchased that one yet.
Yeah, I like good that. Book. Good book, bro. Got it around here somewhere. Yeah, it's a short read too.
Okay, yeah. So definitely something I could read for sure. Real quick. Kareem said, for a tech job opportunity as an entrepreneur, I will go to Morocco. I'll go to Morocco. This way I am situated between South Europe and Africa, enabling to build a company more affordably and export my products and services overseas, he says. Wow, that's deep. Oh, we get
it. I like that.
that's good. I was even thinking international.
That's a thinking man right there. That's a thinking man.
That's a mogul right there. And the mogul in the making. Man. Oh, man.
Tycoon.
Yeah. Black, Operation Tech Takeover said, Black Tech Mafia making offers you can't refuse. Absolutely. Yeah, man. And speaking about what we just talked about, if you could relocate anywhere, where would you relocate? That we're going to talk about this next segment here, which is America's new hot tech job spots. America's new hot tech job spots. And the reason why I bring this up is because some people are looking to relocate. They're trying to figure out what to do, right? And so this is something that we actually picked up from LinkedIn. And I'm just going to go through the highlights for you and so we can have a discussion real quick about this. But it says, as tech layoffs have dented employment in many traditional metro hubs, Sunbelt cities like Phoenix are benefiting. And this is just one of the couple of cities that they're talking about, right? But some like smaller cities in the Sunbelt area like Phoenix, Orlando, we talked about Orlando as well, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, among the booming cities. Factors such as affordable quality of life, lower taxes. Hey, who likes that?
Big money Texas.
I know, right? And better weather are attracting companies away from traditional hotspots. So this is taking people from the Silicon Valleys and the New Yorks, and they're bringing them to these, to Phoenix, Albuquerque, and also to Orlando. So interesting. If you are in those areas, you might want to consider staying. Remote work is contributing also to the shift, as with tech companies leading the trend of moving headquarters away from big cities. The wage gap between bigger and small cities is narrowing. So that's another thing as well, with premium pay for superstar cities like New York City decreasing as other metro areas rise. Now, job postings increase. And I see that. I'm not gonna scare anybody away, but New York is a different place. I actually had a friend who still lives there. I basically live in the suburb of New York, New Jersey, right there. But I have a friend that literally said, "You left at the right time. Don't come back. Like, it's terrible." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I don't have kids yet, but you're not staying here long."
I saw something the other day. They were like, "It's like over two." Well, they were saying like to comfortably live there, like over 200 racks. I was like, interesting.
Yeah,
is that in a bigger place or is that like?
Probably a closet and a half. Probably a closet and a half.
I'm like,
for $3,000, you can live in this closet and we'll give you a half bath. Oh, yeah, there's a public shower. You got to use that one. Don't forget about that.
Oh,
I've seen that one place. I was like, what in the world?
It got to move.
Like Gladys Knight.
You got to come to Texas, baby. Move on to Texas.
On a midnight train to Dallas.
We're going to treat you right. We're going to treat you right.
Yeah, Mitch said it himself too. He's like, Brooklyn is ridiculous. I mean, it's like, yeah, Brooklyn is just kind of like a microcosm of what's happening in Manhattan for years. So, yeah, it's definitely something else. But yeah, job postings in Phoenix, listen, y'all, have surged by 60%. I'm going to say that one more time. Job postings in Phoenix have surged by 60% since 2020, while they have decreased by 25% in San Francisco during the same period. So a lot to chew on there. A lot to chew on there. So what are your thoughts on that, Trey? I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add to that. But yeah, what are your thoughts in that?
Nah, man, it's pretty straightforward. Like these companies are finding different spaces to get in at and set up shop. And people are on the move. They're like, look, if I can work remote, I'm gonna do it from Sunshine. I'm going to do it from less taxes, you know? So yeah. If people, there's a lot of people who hit me up, that are saying like, hey, I'm looking to move somewhere or all this stuff. So, reading articles like this will help make that decision a little easier, right? Like then you can start looking up Albuquerque and Phoenix and seeing like, is this somewhere where I can see myself? So yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, and here's something that Darcel brought up. I'm going to bring it before I say what I say.
Yeah,
Darcel says, Georgia got good fines for cheap in real estate. Come on down. And then Mitch, right behind him, was saying that too many people in Georgia now. And I was thinking the same thing. I feel like Georgia was, like, that was my first choice for a very long time. Like, I talked about years. Like, I wanted to go to Georgia. Family situation didn't allow that. I was really like Georgia heavy. Excuse me. And then I started realizing, like, you know, that's true. Like, it wasn't like just the New York. There's a lot of people that are moving down there over that period of time that I was thinking about it. And so now it's like, is it gotten to the place where it's too saturated? There's too much going on there now. I'm thinking about it. But Darcell, if you could convince me, I'm open to it as well. And then Tech Coach Rouse says, my only issue with that is if you move over there and get laid off and can't find another remote job, seeing it, you know, that's a problem. Seen it too many times, he says. And I'm like,
it's possible.
That is, I've witnessed that in a company where somebody got hired and was moving, and before they even got there, they laid them off. I was like,
dang, before they even got there?
Before they even got there.
Yo, that's ruthless. That's ruthless right there, bro. Yeah.
And I'm that's like, oh, man, like, what did they do? Did he find something in their hidden past? Like, what's going on here? But you, good point. You know, that's a change.
You got to bring out that Arthur Fist on that one. That Arthur Fist, man.
How dare you?
I can't even.
Ty Smith is in the building. Ty Smith is in the building. He says, follow the startups and VC money. Oh, he's giving game right now. He says, follow the startups and VC money. That's where it's at. That's where you know where to go. And yeah. I totally agree with that. I've actually used that advice. Yeah.
Where they throwing the money at.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Because if you see that they have that consistent investment, if you see that they're garnering interest from very smart people, that kind of have that know what they're doing, then you might want to consider some people that might be a little bit wiser, a little more experienced than you, and follow that trail as well. Darcell's back. He said, too many in ATL, gotta go to the outskirts. I'm maybe an hour from ATL and comfortable.
Yeah,
you don't say your exact location, but I was thinking the same thing too. Like, my mother-in-law had a house in Powder Springs that we were like, oh, we want to look into that. A lot of friends live in Alpharetta. I don't know how far that is from the metro city. I think it's like an hour and change like that. But yeah, like, there are some outskirts places that are not too bad that you might want to look into. So that's a good point. I guess Georgia is your state version of Apple. Oh, come on, let it be loan. Operation Tech Takeover. I love it. Check out Trout says, oh, that's harsh. That's harsh. He's too tech. Oh, cold-blooded. That's what it is. It's cold-blooded. Let's see what Mitch has to respond to that. No, not quite. Nothing competes with Apple.
Oh, man. This dude is hilarious, man. Yeah, Mitch is hilarious.
Oh man, my man, 100 grand. Love it. Love it. I got a question for y'all. This is kind of piggyback from our earlier question today, but I want to kind of throw it in since we're talking about that. Would you consider relocating to a smaller city with the growing job opportunities in the tech space, or would you prefer to stay in established tech hubs? For me, I'm going to let you answer that first because I talked a lot now. I just want to hear your thoughts.
If you know what I know. No, I would probably... I mean, just off of what we talked about and all these things, even what Darcell just said earlier, let me go to the smaller city, man, that's not so expensive yet, and build up that, you know, stack up the cash and stuff with these growing opportunities and rock it like that. I'll go visit the established tech hubs if I need to. I'll go to the, you know, conferences and stuff where the established tech hubs and get out of there. But yeah, I'll relocate to the smaller city that's growing up and out.
Yeah.
That all the, you know, obviously there are, you know, tech companies going there. So, you know, that would be a stipulation. But yeah.
Yeah.
I go with the small.
Darcell says move with the money. And I kind of agree. I feel like if you could find your place in an emerging market that you've been there before, it kind of gets kind of crazy. You could establish yourself in that region. You could, in just regards to just being a presence and whether it's going to different events or things of that nature, the cost of living, again, could be a bit lower. And depending on your personality, too, some people like the hustle and bustle of a big city. And for them, it'd be debilitating to be in a place like that. Yeah, I'm a person that values my quiet. I like quiet. But I like to be in the arm's reach to where activity is, if I need to go shopping.
Exactly.
I don't want to be like 2 hours away as the nearest Walmart or something crazy like that.
No, that's not ideal, bro.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now.
Give me the most 20 minutes, you know, like 30
unless,
minutes. Unless.
One caveat. Now, if I had the big old, the grand stacks and I lived in a huge, you know, I have wings on the house, like, hey, the west wing, go to the south wing for this. And I just need to move out there so that I can build it out on the 20 acres and all that stuff. I might take that hike if I didn't have to. I work remote, you know, but to live out there and then drive all the way in, I would probably do it. 2 hours, that's a lot. But, you know, good hour or so, I'd do that. I would do that.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm about to go to the comment section real quickly, but let me just do this real quick. If y'all want to go ahead and call into the show, I'm going to drop the link in below so you could call here into the show. You could definitely choose if you want to do it from the Talk That Tech side or if you want to do it from the Go Ahead and Technique side. You can definitely do it. I'm going to put it on your page as well in a minute or so. But yeah, call into the show and share your thoughts. If you feel like, hey, you know what? I want to elaborate on my point because I don't think he was properly heard. And then we can definitely talk about it real quickly as well as anything that we talk about today. Does it have to be one or the other? It could be anything. So go ahead and drop that. Go ahead and click on that link if you want to pop in and talk on the show. So I'm going to go to the comment section because we have some comments that came in here. He said, Mitch said, neither big or small, but if I had to choose, I'll choose a smaller city. All right. If you had a choice, you'd choose a small city. I get that. I respect that.
These are all hypotheticals, Mitch. You know, like obviously, I'm not leaving Dallas. No, I don't know that, but I like DFW. But the good thing about it is we got smaller cities around. So, you know, if Dallas is a lot for you, then you can just scoot on out to the smaller cities. I didn't even realize it was that many, but apparently in the Metroplex, it's like 200 cities. Like,
wow. That's a lot.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a whole lot.
Nitcha, don't come at me, Trey.
I'm saying, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. I'm in the smaller city.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Operation Tech Takeover says, I would try to find something close to a hub just in case the before mentioned happens, being laid off. You get laid off, you still have a bigger hub to find a better chance of employment. True. Yeah, that's definitely something that to be thought of as well. You know, it's just kind of having that option, you know? You never know. You don't know what the future holds, so you definitely want to keep that in mind. All right, so we're going to move on to a subject matter that I think is something that Trey... you know, we've been kind of, this has kind of been a trend. I don't know if you noticed this as well, but this has kind of been a trend for the past couple of weeks, wouldn't you say?
I have noticed, and I would say the same, bro. The trend is, if y'all don't realize, more cyber attacks. This stuff is either, it's one of two things, y'all. Either we didn't know, either this has been happening a whole lot for a long time, and we just didn't know, or they're getting more grand in their schemes and more grand companies, and only the headline ones hit. And I think it's number two, right? I think it's been happening. Mm. I think it's both. I think cyber attacks have been happening for a long time and often, but only the big companies and things get the headlines. So these smaller companies are getting hit, and we just don't even know it. But another big company has been hit. The health insurance giant United Healthcare, one of their smaller companies, has gotten hit and by a cyber attack, and it sets up a loan program for cash-strapped health providers. And so, basically, the United Healthcare, there's one of their smaller conglomerates is called Change Healthcare. It's a health insurance IT giant was hit by a cyber attack, and basically, they established a temporary loan program for affected healthcare providers. This outage is causing significant financial loss, y'all. Like, they're bleeding money, estimated at millions of dollars per day for the healthcare providers. Like, it gets crazy to think about somebody hitting a healthcare provider, because you know the HIPAA information they have, the patient information that they have. It said they're bleeding millions of dollars a day. That sounds disgusting. Uh-huh. But the senior U.S. officials are pressuring Change Healthcare to restore operations and are exploring contingency plans. The loan program, it aims to assist healthcare providers with short-term cash flow until the standard payment operations resume. So it's like they're doing what they can, but here's what's crazy. The U.S. Officials are pressuring them to get started. Like, y'all need to get back and roll, and this is costing too much money. And it's like, yo, you know what a cyber attack is. You act like we have control over this stuff. But anyways, Change Healthcare, they're launching a new version of this online prescribing service following the cyber attack. And the cyber attack is a tribute to ransomware gang known as ALPHV, ALPHV, or Black Cat, according to Change Healthcare. And that's the more and more that I look into these cyber attacks and stuff, I realize like this is a team, this is a conglomerate of really smart brains doing some really interesting stuff. And it almost like that one of those newer movies that Kevin Hart was in or that he did. It was like they were thieves or whatever. Yeah. They would pull off this big heist. Like almost like that's, I don't know, for some reason that's what comes to my mind, except they're all behind computers and just rooms full of computers. I don't know, personally that's what I think, but yeah, they're all together. And it's just tough when you know, like, oh man, not even the hospital are off limits, right? Not even these healthcare companies are off limits, and they hold a lot of information, man.
A whole lot of information. You know, we talked about it, social security numbers. Obviously, they know a lot about your health history, and now with everything emerging, how important that information can be. It's a lot. It's a lot to digest. And like, how do you protect yourself from these as a company? You know, or even let's break it down to as a consumer. Like, how do you protect yourself from your information being leaked out there? If y'all have any ideas or resources, go ahead and let us know in the chat. But yeah, it's one of those things that literally every single area that, you know, of our lives can be affected by a cyber attack. And I kind of came to the resolve that my information is out there already. You know, like I kind of came to that resolve. It's just like, what can I do to protect myself when the time comes, you know? But let's go to the comment section real quickly. I want to see what people have to say about that. So we have Mitch says, I think companies get hit all the time. And if they haven't yet, it's just a matter of time. True. I'm
with that.
And then it says, this is exactly right, bro. You know, when you were saying earlier about what companies are, you know, just kind of experiencing. A big hospital system in New Jersey got attacked a few months ago. Okay.
So I'm saying, but it was just a large local hospital system, so it probably didn't hit the news. But I'm thinking that these companies are getting hit and attacked all day, every day, and only the huge ones, you know, like United Healthcare or MG, like those big headline names, those are the only ones that get put out there. Also, I think maybe conspiracy brother here, I don't know, but I also think it's to kind of keep the public at ease about this kind of stuff, right? Like if we put out every time that these companies get hit, every time that, you know, their information has been exposed, then it's going to look bad on us. So we'd rather just quietly let you know, hey, your information has been exposed. Or, you know, hey, we got this lawsuit settlement here because your information was being exposed in an email or whatever, instead of putting it out there for everybody to see. This stuff is crazy, man.
Yeah, and you said it was a ransomware attack, right? It was ransomware?
Yeah, ransomware gang. Like, they got whole gangs out here, man. ALPHV or Black Cat. Yeah, but it was ransomware.
The wild west right now. You know, And this is not like what I'm just thinking about it. Ransomware attacks, you know, all companies involve, you know, I was looking it up real quickly, involve cyber criminals infiltrating companies' network, encrypting data, and demanding a ransom for its release. Kind of similar to that story we talked about a couple, was it last week with Omar? They basically like, hey, pay us $2,000, we'll get your Instagram back.
Yeah.
But there's so many stories of that have happening. The security breaches, obviously, we saw what happened in with the casinos. And I was just kind of, let me go to the conversation real quickly. Mitch says, Joseph, it starts with an H. Okay. All right. Thank you for that hint there, Mitch, about the hospital that was attacked. Having your data storage out of internet and building a local network may be a solution. So taking your data storage from the cloud and building a local network may be a solution. So it's like almost going backwards, Kareem. Interesting.
It's possible. That
possibly can help. But when I was thinking ransomware, I'm thinking, I mean, there's so many ways that ransomware can happen, you know. From my knowledge, I was just thinking about the traditional way of somebody kind of like opening an email, you know, that had it in there, malware or whatever it may be. Yeah. And then I don't know.
Classic.
I mean, to be honest with you, I would love somebody who has a background to jump on the show. So if you have a background in cybersecurity, maybe Tech Coach Ralph, if you want to jump on, or anybody else to talk about this subject matter. I'm not going to lie, I don't have a full read on it. So definitely kind of jump in. The call-in links are on the YouTube pages of all three of us, Tech my page, Trey's page, and also Talk That Tech Show. So if you want to call into the show, definitely go and check out one of those. So that way you can definitely just give your input. In fact, let me put the ticker on here. So go ahead and do that as well. But I was actually, as you're talking, I was like, man, I'm just curious. Like, how do you protect yourself from cyber attacks? And you know, he asked ChatGPT. I just decided to ask Perplexity. And basically it says to protect yourself from cyber attacks, you can take several proactive steps based on expert recommendations. And this is the same thing I thought about. Be cautious, right? Be cautious with links, attachments, and downloads. You know, cyber criminals often use them to spread malware and ransomware. That's what we talked about. Use strong, unique passwords. How many people still use password as their password?
Whoa. Yeah. Don't tell me you did that, bro. You did that?
Oh, I never. No, I never. I just had
password. Is that one of them?
That was a joke back in the day. Like, some people use password as their password. Obviously, people have gotten better at that, but for sure. It's been one of
those things. That's hilarious right there.
Enable multi-factor authentication. That's a huge one, right? Update your software regularly. That's true. There's a new update that came out from Apple. Our company said you got to get that update. Everything that comes with that. Stay vigilant with emails. Again, that's all I'm thinking. Like, I think it's emails, right? You got to secure your devices, and you also have to by installing antivirus software, right? And educate yourself and others. Stay informed about cybersecurity. And I think that's the one that I wanted to kind of point to, is that out of all these things, you're seeing passwords and you're seeing emails a lot and updating your stuff. And so if we do that in an individual level, that not only protects ourselves, but it protects our companies, you know, and you got to move away from password being password. You got to.
It's 2024, man. Come on, man.
2024. You got to get deep with it and just try to find a unique password that. Yeah.
Apple products, I don't know. Maybe Android products, I have no clue. But I do know Apple products, they are automatically put in a long and strong password for you if you want to use it. And they'll keep it safe for you, so you don't even have to remember it. I don't know about the other provider. I have no clue. somebody else will have to let me know, but that's if you want to keep your stuff safe. That two-factor authentication, I will say, man, early on I didn't really care. I'm like, man, this is too much. I need to hurry up and get access. Now I find myself, hey, let me go ahead and throw this on, let me go ahead and add this stuff in here just in case, man, because it's crazy out there.
Yeah. Mitch said, here we go. Talking about other companies. Mitch said they talked about this at Thanksgiving. Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
They talked about it. I wasn't actually at, I'm not sure if I was at that session, but they probably did talk about it. So yeah, it's a very important thing. He's like, y'all just keep poking the bear.
I know, right? The next thing we know, and somebody from one of the Android companies is just going to pop up like, hey, we're tired of this. Or,
but if you want to sponsor the show, we can talk about that Android. We just got to.
I'm agnostic when it comes to that. I'll switch over, bro.
Where's the hat? Just switch it off.
when it comes to the electronics, I told you I got them both. So I just use the Apple products more. I have them both. Though. I got the HP over there.
Nice. Oh man. And Operation Takeover says a lot of times it comes in as a phishing attack. People not paying attention to their emails, and boom, it happens a lot. And that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, somebody probably that works there opened this email, clicked something, and
let them in.
And they're getting good. Like, I've gotten some messages from people within my company. I'm like, but that's not you. And then it's not them, you know. And I'd be putting everything under that phishing and be like, fish. I ain't trying to worry. Like, look, go ahead, do your job.
If it happens, it ain't gonna be because of me.
Exactly. Speaking about Operation Tech Takeover, he's actually behind the stage, and I'm bringing up now. Let me know if you're ready to go, but we're gonna bring you up now so you can share your thoughts on this subject. But I have none other than Scott, Operation Tech Takeover. Share your piece, brother.
Peace and blessings.
What's up, man?
Going on, bro? No, you basically caught it. I didn't know if you saw my message, but yeah, it happens a lot, man. I mean, there was a couple companies I worked for before that's what happened. I mean, it's emails, people just blowing through emails, not paying attention, not checking the domains, not checking, make sure that the names look right, because these cyber criminals are elite, man. They're really smart. They know how to get these logos and get on Canva and all these different places and make matching logos, and you just do a quick glance and think it's the right thing, but you don't pay attention to the name, out to the side of it, that it's John Boyce XYZ640 and not, you know, the Techniques Tips, you know what I'm saying, .com.
Yeah.
So, logo look good, so you go for it, and hey, thank you for the invite in. Now I'm about to recap.
Tear it up.
Right, you know what I mean, and that happened. I mean, because I worked for a company before that happened, that, you know, even a doctor had got into one real quick, and they figured out what it was, that he got into it and thought it was a family member's email they sent to his work email, and got into it, and by the time he realized it wasn't a family member, it was a wrap. It was done deal. Man. But they caught it in time, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it's just one of those things, man, where people really need to pay attention to the emails. They really need to pay attention to the names of things. And you're right. This happens a lot, and it's just not brought to the mainstream. It's mainly to minimize the panic of people, so they don't get in an uproar. I mean, this happens all the time. You see, like, look at Norton's and some of the other hospitals and stuff like that. That this happened 2 months ago. You know, I'm still getting snail mail and emails about the you know, the takeover and the breach and offering to pay for credit monitoring and stuff like that. So it happens a lot. Like you said, it's just depending on how big of a name it is, it's going to determine how much publicity it gets. But it happens a lot, man. So that's something I talk about with a lot of people in my work, like a lot of older people, is just making sure they're paying attention to that type of stuff. Because, of course, me having a computer background, I see that stuff, you know, and I'm always talking to people about, you know, checking that. Like Trey said, the two-factor authentication, our company did the same thing. They made us, anybody who had an Apple product, hey, this new update's coming out. If you don't update it as of this date, your stuff is not going to work. Your Teams is not going to work. Your email is not going to work. None of it's going to work. So you better do the update. Yeah. You know, so making sure you're doing that on all the updates for your service provider for your phones, making sure that you're doing two-factor authentication. Our company has even gone to the company I work for now. They've gone as far as your passwords have to be at least 16 characters, and it has to include uppercase, lowercase, special characters, all that type of stuff. Like they've really, especially after the breach with the hospital, they really have started locking stuff down. I was like, hey, now we're making all kind of changes to security.
So, it's necessary.
Right.
Let me go back to that point, though. You said after it happened to the hospital. And that's the thing that I wanted to talk about next, is because I think a lot of the time certain companies are more reactive, right, than being responsive and or responsible. So, for example, Trey and I were talking to somebody, right? Won't say who. We're talking to somebody, and they were working with a very large company that they said, hey, listen, we, you know, yeah, you have X, Y, and Z, but you have vulnerabilities here, here, and here. What are you going to do about that? And they kind of brushed them off. You know, they kind of, like, they gave their best, because they're working in sales and in cybersecurity. They gave their best pitch or whatever to this company, which if I said the name, you would know this company, right? But this particular company ended up literally months later getting one of the biggest cyber attacks, you know, in that region, in that area. And so it was just kind of like one of those things where it's like, listen, and this might be a good time to be in sales, especially in this arena, because a lot of companies need to start thinking, how can I really not wait for either my peer to get attacked, for me to do something, for myself to get attacked, and now I'm being reactive. How can I be responsive, or AKA responsible, and get this taken care of preemptively so that we don't have to avoid this? Because it comes with a lot of stuff. Information is lost. Your credibility as a company, it gets shot. Like, a lot of things happen just because of these cyber attacks. And I think that, like AI, you know, people need to now step up their cybersecurity game, if they have not already, to try to combat this. And so that way it kind of prevents it, you know, from ever becoming a thing for your company. Because that's like the worst thing. One of the worst things you can have, because now in this age, in 2024, even though there are more attacks, like you said, not having the proper precautions is almost like a what are you doing as a company, right? You know, so like,
you out here you reckless, man.
You're reckless. Yeah, exactly. So people want to, investors will be like, I don't want to work with that. A lot of people got to just move away from that. So as a company, for somebody in sales, and I'm not even in the cybersecurity arena, but I want to advocate for those that are trying to push forward and come to you and educate you. If you have somebody that's calling you, emailing you about cybersecurity, and you do your due diligence and you find out there's something that could possibly work, make the investment. Make the investment, because this is going to cost you, maybe cost you your job, maybe, but that company's going to not have a good rebounding from this. Like, what happened to United Healthcare? Like, they literally... And anyway, funny thing about it is, like, as it was mentioned, you said in the article, it wasn't even United Healthcare in and of itself. It was like a smaller portion of them. But yet, because they are connected to that, because they are the parent company, now it's like, United Healthcare, what are you doing?
Always, you know, bro.
Yeah.
Always. Right. If it's connected to the celebrity, why would I just say the young one? No, I want to throw the celebrity's name in there.
Whole family.
Yeah, we're gonna get that. But go ahead, bro.
No, I was telling Joseph I sent him something on his phone. Trey, you right. You exactly right. And it's like I said, the company that I work for, they already had good measures in place. Like, we already had long passports we had to do anyway, but like I said, it got bumped up to 16 after the fact. Like, you know what, I'm doing okay, but just in case,
let's triple down.
I know everybody gonna be mad about it. You be all right. You need to go ahead and bump this up, because you be mad about some extra letters and some characters, then we get hit for millions of dollars. So go ahead and do it.
easy decision, bro. Easy decision. That's the thing. Like, It's one. I think that's the one of the key things, is a lot of times, you know, hey, you think of cybersecurity when somebody comes to you and you're like, oh, it's gonna cost how much? I don't know if I want to pay that. We've never been hit before. We're good, and you're not thinking about the opportunity like later down the road, right? So let's just say it was $1 million a year for United Healthcare to get, you know, the top of the tower, whatever, not even them, but somebody who doesn't have what they need, and it's $1 million a year. Well, that's okay compared to estimated at millions of dollars per day right now that they're losing because of this, you know, the security breach. So it's like, do I want to lose millions a day, or hey, shell out $1 million a year? They both sound bad, yeah, but ultimately, obviously, one is way better than millions a day.
Right.
So
right. Two resources I want to give to kind of keep up with, because, you know, mm-hmm, even though I'm in a medical field, you know, of course, Joseph, you know, cybersecurity is, that's like my baby. Darknet Diaries is a podcast that I follow. I learn a lot of stuff. That's a great resource. CyberWire is also a good one that gives you, mm-hmm, a lot of stories and stuff like that. So I've got a whole bunch of them, but that's two that I think people can really get into, because especially the Darknet Diaries, like, he, the guy who runs that, is really cool. He's really funny. He's really good about making stories sound more like down to earth. He doesn't really talk over people's heads. So he doesn't use a lot of the jumbo. He breaks it down in layman's terms. So I think those are good resources for people who want to learn more about the cyber stuff to go check it out. And then what I was going to say is, just be mindful of your surroundings, because you never know who's doing what and who's around you. You know, there's so many tools out now that people can use to do things. The flippers of the world, you know, copy and code. Like, I mean, you see videos on YouTube of it all the time where, if, you know, people with badges and stuff like that, that they can copy that RFID signal and pop in. You can grab stuff in a split second and not even know your credentials have been swiped. So, you know, that's my soapbox, is just to have people be mindful of your surroundings and what's around you and what you're doing and how you carry yourself, because you never know who's in the shadows lurking.
Yeah. That's good, bro. That's good. And I was going to mention that same thing. That was like the last point I think Joseph mentioned from ChatGPT. It was, you know, staying up to date on this stuff. Like, if you don't know what's out there, that's like, you're easier, like you're a walking lick. If you don't know that, hey, if I put my debit card inside of this machine, it's a possibility somebody has an attachment over the machine. And when I pull it out, it just skimmed all my information. It's a possibility. Like, maybe if I knew that, maybe I'll check the top. Let me see if I can lift this thing off real quick.
Let me take it a little bit.
You know, I might just use tap only this time. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, if you don't know what's out there, it definitely makes you an easier target. So just knowing, and like you said, just jumping on some of the podcasts or being in the know of some of the stuff that's going on, that it can definitely help you out in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just the ones at the pump. A lot of people get scared because a lot of people know about those, about the skimmers at the pump. It's not even just at the pump. Of course, too. Like, I go into the store, they look at me like I'm crazy when I go in the gas station stuff. And I do, like, when I get to the keypad, like, I start pulling on it. They look like, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, bro, I'm hip to cyber stuff. I know these little tricks.
I got to make sure.
Right. I know there's places on top of these keypads that look like it's the real deal. And you,
the key is a gap between when you put your card in, there's like a little gap there. If you see that gap, tug it like crazy.
Hey, I don't even let the, if I'm at a fast food restaurant, man, I don't even let them turn that back to me, man. I watched a video. Somebody was paying one of the, like, cashiers to literally the little skimmer machine. Like, they just had, so basically, they get your card through the window, and when they turn it back, it's just a quick bloop, bloop. And then they put your card in to get the, you know, payment or whatever. And they were just doing that all day. So I'm like, oh, nah. After I saw that, I'm like, hey, man, I need to see you just go straight to the machine and straight back out. But yes, you just got to know. If you know, then you can keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And to go back to the other point before we go to the our last segment, you either gonna pay more for cybersecurity or gonna pay a lot more for PR. Just pick your poison. You gotta pick your poison.
That's what I was gonna say. Glad, thank you, Joseph. My last point. Mm-hmm. It's getting to a point, and even the small businesses, I think where we're going down is it's going to be a requirement. It's no longer going to be an option. Yeah. It's getting to the point where so many attacks happening that are, it's like you said, it's been happening. It just hasn't been streamlined and publicized, but it's happened so much more now. They have no choice but to publicize it. It's going to get to the point where even small businesses are going to be forced to have some type of cyber plan in their business plan. When you start opening a business, when you want to go be an entrepreneur, I think that's the route we're going down. It's going to come down to the fact of you come with your business plan and what you're going to do and how you're going to use this money. That's going to have to be all right, that's cool. Your idea sounds great. I think you're going to make a lot of money. What are you going to do to protect these people's information? Because if you ain't got no plan here, sorry, brother, ain't no venture capital for you. You ain't getting no money unless you get something to show risk. Protect these people's money, and we not gonna take a hit. Yeah, all right, bro. You better go on back to a couple of 9-to-5s and save that money up yourself, because we not gonna get no money. You looking funny over here, brother. You ain't getting my money.
You
looking.
You can't be funny with people's money. That is so good. All right. Man, thank you so much for providing value and jumping on with us and talking about this subject, Scott. Yes. Operation Tech Takeover is in the building, as we know.
Appreciate that.
So definitely appreciate that.
Peace and blessings, family.
You too, man. Peace and blessings. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, man. And so this was a great show. Great discussion. If y'all appreciate it, go ahead and put it in the comment section. Let us know if you appreciate it, and let us know what you want us to talk about next week. Maybe there's something that we're missing that you may know of. So put it in the comment section and we could try our best to facilitate that for sure. But right now we're going to transition over to my favorite segment. One of my favorite segments. I have a lot. The Brown Box Special. All right. So we have the Brown Box Special here, and, bro, I don't know if you want to take it or if you want me to take this one. I like to sit back and relax sometimes with these and laugh.
Boy, that's hilarious. Did you do it last time or me? We can go like that. We can run it like that.
You know what? Let me see. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, hey, if you want to take a back seat, I can run it.
Okay, cool. I want to laugh. I didn't even know one is a laughing matter, but let's see.
It might not be. I don't know. All right. So this one right here, Brown Box Special, y'all. A coworker of mine lost her mother. She was on the floor at work when she got the call. Management, they sent her home and said, hey, and since I was standing right there, I heard him say to her, take all the time you need. We'll figure it out. All right, y'all. She was on the floor when she got the call. They told her, take all the time you need. We'll figure something out. Go be with your family. Yeah, they fired her for taking time off. That was it. So that basically, as you know, as soon as she left, they ended up firing her for taking time off. And they said she didn't press charges to her. To her, it wasn't worth it after everything she'd just gone through. And in her mind, if they were going to treat the employees like that, then they did her a favor for letting her go. And just to add on, so that people, you know, realize or remember, in most states, unless you're a union, you can be fired for any reason at all, as long as it isn't a discriminatory reason. And that's cold as ice, man. It's cold as ice,
man. That's so sad. And we had actually a story like this a couple of weeks ago with the Wayfair layoffs where actually a couple of months ago where somebody who was fighting for their life, cancer, you know, was a part of this layoff and it wasn't really a discriminatory act. So are you really protected, you know, job wise? And the answer is no, pretty much. And so it's just this was a sad one, to be honest with you. No laughs here for me.
No, not this time. Not this time. It's a mindful one. Yeah. It's a mindful one.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about it before. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead, bro. I think we're in the same vein.
Yeah. We are. What are you building on the side? What are you building on the side? Because you always want to be thinking multiple, you know, and it's causing me to reflect right now. So I'm gonna have to simmer with this one a little bit, but that's exactly, I think, what you're gonna say too, right?
Yeah. You should definitely have something outside, and a lot of times, you know, I don't know how else to put it. There's so many different ways. You got to find the avenue that works best for you, mm-hmm. Or that you feel like could work for you, and go for it as well. How I like to put it, your job is your first investor. Mm. Think about it like that, right? So if you think about, hey, this is my first investor, I can put a portion of the income towards whatever that is. Right. Yeah. So a lot of people right now, hey, you want to be in real estate? Okay. Well, maybe you don't have the down payment for the investment property. Well, yeah. Check into real estate investment trust, check into REITs. Mm. Now you have a companies on the stock exchange that their whole job is to purchase investment properties using the people who invest into the company's money. And then they have to, by law, shell out 95% of the profit back to the investors. So now you're investing in real estate, but it's, you know, a different route. You can put in however much money. All I'm getting at is there's so many different routes. It doesn't always have to be the huge, big thing. Over time, you can build up something, but you need to be building up something. I'm off the soapbox.
Hey, man, that's a lot of information. I think a lot of people could definitely take that and run with that. And I'm actually going to go right now to the comment section, because I do see that if a couple people are agreeing with you here, Mitch, you know, ourselves saying facts about what Mitch said, and Mitch basically said, use a job like they use us, you know, and really kind of find that like understanding to use is to utilize. Right.
Yes.
And so definitely utilize what the job is providing in the best ways possible. You can't fire yourself. Invest in your own business. You can't fire yourself. That's true. What does that business look like? I think, shameless plug, but I had a really good episode with Thomas Parbs last week. This past Saturday, we talked about mission and how mission can, having that focus on mission is so important. And I would encourage anybody to look at that if they're kind of like, what should I do? Like, what problem are you trying to solve? What mission are you looking to have in life? And that could help you in the regards to the path that you want to take moving forward. So definitely check that out, y'all. Definitely check that out. All right.
Yes.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to prepare. I got a flight to catch soon. But but y'all, this has been great. This has been great. So thank y'all so much for tuning in and rocking with us. It's your boy, Tech Back Trey, and I, Joseph M. Smith, or J.M. Smith, whichever you prefer. Any last words, brother, before we go?
Nope. We are out this thing. Man, we appreciate y'all. Yeah, that's right, Mitch. Joseph on the jet life, jet setter, right? He's getting ready to head out on the flight.
Work.
Yeah, man. Have a safe trip, man, and enjoy as well as that. And enjoy. But no, that's it, bro. We had a good one. We appreciate y'all for popping in with us every week. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Let me see. Nope, that's it, bro. Y'all.
All right.
Y'all just witnessed. Talk That Tech in the morning. The number one tech morning show in the world. We're going to see y'all next time.
Numero uno. Peace and elbow grease.